Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I'm diving into why you want to stop saying no. Anything and everything that you could ever want is available to you. So why do we auto-respond to ourselves in our head and to others with, you know, this energy of no, you can't have that, no, you can't choose that, no, you can't buy that, no, you can't afford that. So today I'm going to talk first about why you want to stop saying no to yourself and what else you can do besides say no. And second, I'm going to talk about why you want to stop saying no to others, to those around you, especially if you have children, and what you can do to encourage those around you and your children to have everything that they have ever wanted. Yeah, now I know that this also, I'm going to address this as well. I know that this kind of brings up a lot of energy for people because people go to like, oh, it's, you know, you shouldn't give children everything that they want, and you shouldn't give, you know, you shouldn't have everything that you want. And I'm going to kind of dive into that as well because I really call baloney on that. And I think that if, you know, this world was built around people who had everything that they ever desired, if they had all of their wants and needs fulfilled, we would see a totally different energy, space, and consciousness on this whole planet. If people no longer had to suffer, or I don't want to say suffer with things they don't want, because that's not always necessarily true, but sometimes it is, right? Sometimes their wants and needs are basic things that they don't have. And so I am going to dive into that too. And I'm really going to kind of challenge that idea, because that idea is really part of the idea that really keeps us all stuck in this lack and limitation cycle, and really truly keeps us from actually having everything that we desire. And if we all chose to go beyond that, and we all understood that universal law states, ask and you shall receive, the thing is there's enough for each and every one of us to have exactly what it is that we desire. There's enough for each and every one of us to have all of our basic needs met. There's enough for each and every one of us to have everything that really lights us up and allows us to have the space and the expansion that we want. And I also want to talk about, too, some interesting things that has happened in my world, especially around my children, when I stopped saying no to them, and how they changed when I started allowing them to have everything that they desire. And I want to say, I know this brings up a lot for people, just because I say I allow them to have everything they desire does not mean that I am the one that provides all of that for them. And I think that that's where the real shift is. You know, throughout this show today, I'm going to really talk about, it's not about figuring out how you're going to make things happen. It's about really being the space to receive everything that you desire, everything that you want. And so there's a lot of different aspects here that I'm going to dive into today. Lots of different places we're going to go, and really this concept of why you want to stop saying no to yourself, especially, you know, the number one thing that I help people with, I know it's kind of tangled in lots of other things. I feel like everything is so like intertwined with other things, but it's really teaching people how to receive. You know, we're raised in this reality where we feel like we can't have certain things. You can't have that. You can't afford that. You can't choose that. And we have all of these reasons and justifications for why we can't have things that would really expand our lives and create more for ourselves. And I want to talk about my journey, and I want to talk about really how I went beyond that, and really how I discovered when I started giving my children everything they wanted, how their universe has changed, and really how now I have three teenage girls who are probably some of the most kind caring, giving individuals that I have ever met. And that's really at the core of that is they understand that there is no lack in this world. And when I taught my kids that they could really truly have anything that they desire, and that there really isn't any lack in this world, and that really all you have to do is choose things and you can have them. And they started really functioning in that space where they got it. It really changed them. It really softened them. And their kind of their almost need to fulfill wants and desires for others is just off the charts. And I see sometimes kids who are struggling with a lot of lack, and I can see how it depletes them. And even working with adults, I see it all the time when they've struggled with a lot of lack, especially as a child, and a lot of energy of you can't have, and you know, there's not money for this, and there's not money for that. You grow up learning to perpetrate the cycle of lack. And when you stop saying no and you start really implementing some of these things I'm going to talk about today, you realize that you really truly can have anything that you want. You can have anything that you desire. You can take your life to a completely different level if you stop saying no. So let's dive into that today. So before we get started here, let's go ahead and put our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down. Yeah, and take some nice deep breaths. And let's go ahead and expand out and make yourself as big as, go ahead and go out as big as the building that you're in. You're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. If you've never expanded before, all we're doing is we're just expanding out your energy, space, and consciousness, not your body. Okay, because you are a being first, your energy, space, and consciousness, and you have a body, and your body is within your energy, space, and consciousness. So as you expand, you just give your being more space, and that's all we're doing here is we're just going to give your being more space. So go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in. Go all the way out. And all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in and go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Bigger and faster and bigger and faster. And the country that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the planet that we're on. Go as big as planet Earth. Yeah, big expansion, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Just really allowing yourself to melt, becoming one with everyone and everything. And the inverse. And the multiverse, multiple universes. And times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. Yeah, just really settle into that. When you're expanding, you want to expand all the way out until you feel this kind of this like relaxation state. And if you're not feeling that relaxation yet, if you're still kind of feeling that contraction, it's because you're not expanded out far enough. So you just want to keep going, 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 all the way out until you feel that kind of like that. It's kind of like that. Kind of feels like just like a space of relaxation when you get all the way out to the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. So if you've been listening to the show and you don't really feel that space of expansion, it's because you're not going far enough. I got an email from someone the other day who was kind of inquiring about that, about how she had been listening to the show and really wasn't feeling the expansion. And so my suggestion to her was to really envision it bigger. A lot of times we have this certain idea of what we even feel like the how big the universe is, right? And then it's like really, it's way bigger than that. And we kind of get stuck in like a fractal of what that is, if that makes sense. So what you want to do is you want to maybe even practice going bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Just keep saying that. Yeah, there you go. Until you get all the way out to the space of who you be. Because let me tell you, you really have a lot of space available to you. A lot. a lot of space available to you. In my book, and even in some of the radio shows here, I have talked about, you know, how big we really are. And I'm not going to go into that today because I should have looked up and seen what radio show that was where I talked about, you know, how many universes we potentially are from, that kind of thing. And if you really can get that, like, you are from potentially, like, probably millions of universes. And if you really look at that idea, there we go, you can see that potentially maybe you're not going out as big as you actually truly are. Yeah, nice deep breath. So let's dive in today and let's really, really, really look at this. So the first thing I really want to address in this show is this feeling that says you can't have everything you want, right? Like, we've bought into all of these crazy ideas of what happens when you have everything you want. And right now I'm just going to really challenge that, and I'm going to say baloney. You know, I help people all around my age, right, middle age, even potentially older. And, you know, one of the things that gets people more than anything is the things that they desired in their life that never showed up. And I see that all the time with people. And the thing is it's because underneath that we have this core belief, this core energy that tells us we can't have everything that we desire, everything that we want. And that core system, that core belief underneath never really fully allows us to choose the things that we desire. And, you know, again, I'm going to go back to this idea, like, why is it that we have bought into this idea that we can't have everything that we want? You know, when I first started really diving into this work in particular, and really even looking at a lot of these concepts around having everything that I wanted, right? I had three very young children, and I had just gone through at the time, not anymore, but at the time it was a very traumatic divorce. And I was really in a place where I really wanted my life to change, and I was really truly done, you know, living in upset, living in lack, living in, you know, all of these paradigms that didn't work for me. And I, you know, I know I've talked about this in several of the other shows, and, you know, when I started diving into, like, at the core of what I truly wanted, I couldn't believe how much energy underneath that there existed within my universe of all of the reasons I couldn't have what I desired, all of the reasons that I couldn't have what I wanted, right? All of the reasons and justifications of why I couldn't have things. And when I started really looking at those, what I discovered is so many of the generational beliefs of why we can't have, why we can't create, right? If you look at anyone who is really, truly successful in this world, if you look at people who have a space of ease with what they want, and this isn't just about money, because it's really not about money. Having everything that you desire really doesn't have anything to do with money. Now, does money make it easier? Absolutely, positively. But I'm going to tell you today, and I'm going to share some stories with you, and really show you how my world expanded when I got to a point where I was in a space where I was asking for things that I quote unquote could not afford. And when I started doing that and those things started showing up and I started to really realize what an abundant world this really truly was, you know, the universe has a million possibilities for every single thing in this world. It's only our viewpoint of how we have to figure out how we're going to provide for ourselves that really truly stops us from having everything that we desire. You know, this whole idea that you shouldn't, you know, give your kids everything they want because you're going to spoil them. Okay, I'm going to go back to, as an adult, you know, what's the one thing that people struggle with is not having a life that they desire, not having a life that works for them, not being surrounded by things that they want. Right? And I'm not just talking about things, I'm talking about jobs, I'm talking about people, I'm talking about life. I'm talking about living somewhere that doesn't work for them. I'm talking about, you know, working somewhere that they hate. I'm talking about all of these things right, that don't work for them because they have decided that they just have to settle and deal with what has been given to them, which is exactly this construct of why, like, oh, you can't ask for too much, right? Because if you ask for too much, it means all of these things about you. Yeah, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. It's interesting to me because we have talked ourselves into this idea that if we have everything we want or we desire, it means certain things about us, right? Maybe it means we're greedy, or maybe it means we're selfish, or maybe it means we're all these bad and terrible things. But you know, one of the things that I realized in this world when I really started looking at those viewpoints was the people that have it, everything that they desire, the people that had the beautiful homes and the brand new nice cars and they had quote unquote this reality figured out, and they had the things where they had this space of ease about them. You know those people in your life, right? The people who just, when you just look at them, it just feels like life just works for them, right? And they just have everything that they desire. Nobody tells those people that they're greedy. I'm going to tell you that right now. What do we say? Oh, they're lucky, right? Oh, they're rich and they're, and I'm not, and again, I don't want to make this just about money, but I know that most of us equate having everything that we desire, everything we want, in alignment with people who have money. And, you know, part of that is true because people who do have money have everything that they want, right? Everything that they desire, because they don't give themselves lag. They don't talk themselves out of the things that they want. They allow themselves to have the things that they want. Now, what I discovered is I could allow myself to have the things that I want, and it wasn't based on if I had money for it or not. And I know that sounds like a really crazy concept, but I'm going to tell you it works. And I'm going to tell you that not only did it work for me, but I coach people all the time. And when I start telling them about this stuff and I start really talking to them about how to really choose things, how to be the space of having things, and they start actually applying these principles to their own life, and the things show up for them that they never even imagined were possible for themselves, they start to believe that it is true, that it doesn't really matter how much money you have at the moment. It's all about being the willingness or the readiness or the receivingness to actually receive what it is that you're asking for. And everything that all of that is, and everywhere we have any resistance to that, everywhere it feels really heavy and it feels really hard and it feels like you're never, ever, 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 ever going to get to that space, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And all I want you to do here is just say, yes, I choose that. I'm just going to remove all of that energy from your field so you can have a different possibility for yourself. Yeah, and everything, all of that is vaporize, 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 vaporize. Just removing and releasing that energy, just a technique that I use to just really break up all of that polarity, all that right and wrong and good and bad that you have against this idea that you can have everything that you desire, because you really truly can. You can have everything that you desire, and life really becomes way easier when you release those concepts of struggle. You know, I was looking at this morning when I was sitting down to record this, I was looking at what are all the points of view I used to have about not having everything, or what it meant about me if I had everything I desired, right? Or if I gave everything my kids desired, what it meant. And honestly, I was like, I couldn't even really remember. And I'm not saying this, I'm just saying, like, I was trying to look at these viewpoints so I could really get to them. And I'm like, I can't even really remember what that's like anymore. And I know that this seems like such a strange concept. And let me tell you, it took me a little while to really retrain myself to stop saying no. And again, like stop saying no to myself as well, right? And because what I, and here's where I want to go with this. So I'm just going to talk about, so when I stopped saying no to myself, now at the time when I was really going through this, when I was really starting this, I was really diving into this. Okay. I'd just gone through a divorce, been maybe a year, year and a half. At the time, this was probably my very first big, huge ask and receive that happened in my life. At the time, my my ex-husband had we had leased a Trailblazer for myself, and when we went through our divorce, he basically was paying for the Trailblazer through you know, the rest of the lease. So he was responsible for paying for the Trailblazer. Now at that time, I was still adjusting to you know, being on my own, right? Trying to figure out life. I had three young kids. I hadn't worked outside the home in quite some time. So at that time when I transitioned to being on my own, I actually opened up a healing center with a local. And so at the time I was actually doing massage, I was doing healing work, I was doing Reiki, I was selling rocks and crystals, you know, so I was making it, let's say that. And I was paying for my home and, you know, my children, but I would not say I had an abundance of money. Plus I was working for myself. So I knew that my Trailblazer was coming to an end, and it was coming to an end fast. And I had to, you know, quote unquote, figure out how I was going to get something else, right? Because at this point, my ex-husband was paying for my car, so I didn't have a car expense, and I was barely staying afloat. And so I really started really looking at throwing myself into this idea that I could have a new car, and I didn't have to figure out how this new car was going to happen. I could just literally choose a new car. I could invoke this new car in my life. I could figure out how to make this happen. So I threw myself into it. And I'm going to tell you, I had a ton of resistance against it at the beginning, especially. I remember one of the first exercises I really started doing was as I was driving down the road and I would see a new car, and I didn't even really have a car necessarily picked out, right? I just knew I wanted a new car. So every time I would see a new car, I would say to myself, I'll take one of those, please. Universe, I will have one of those new cars. And I would feel all of this energy come up, like, no, it was like all this, like, no, you can't have that. You couldn't have that. You can't afford that. How are you going to do that? Right? All of this energy would come at me and tell me why I couldn't have this new car. And so at first, it was really kind of a hard sell, right? I felt so much resistance to it. I felt so much, you know, so much head noise. And I wanted to go into that space of figuring it out, right? Because I get it. We all do. We all want to go back to that figuring out space. Oh, I got to figure out how I'm going to get a new car. I got to figure it out. Got to figure it out. Well, part of this really choosing process is really you have to step out of the figuring out. Okay. You have to. You are not, when you're looking at things that you want for your life, you have to let go of the outcome. You cannot figure out how it's going to happen for yourself. So I was very, very vigilant. Okay, I'm going to let it go. So every time I'd hear all that head noise, I'd just, you know, nope, clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it. I'd vaporize it out of there, right? And I'd go back to the space of like, okay, you know, I'll have one of those. And I would feel that resistance and I'd clear it and I'd, you know, so it was kind of this like looping game I played for a while. And you know, one of the things that's really easy to get caught into, especially when your quote unquote time is running out, right, is getting looped back into that idea that, oh, it's not going to work out, or I'm not going to have a car, or what am I going to do? And you know, I'm going to tell you again, like you have to stay out of those thoughts. You have to really stand firmly in the energy that, you know what, this is what I'm choosing. This is what's going to happen. This is what it's going to be. This is what I'm choosing. It's all going to be okay. And so I just kept choosing a new car, choosing a new car, choosing a new car, choosing a new car. And so choosing, and I can't remember exactly the timeline. It's been a while now, but so essentially what ended up happening was I was getting close to turning in my car, like very close, like really down to the wire. And my grandmother, who was in her early 80s at the time, or late 70s at the time, had dementia. And she was really going downhill very, very fast. Was not remembering the person that she lived with, was driving herself places and couldn't remember how she got there and what kind of car she drove and, I mean, all these things. And so she had an incident, and my mom ended up going over, and they ended up deciding that they were going to have to put her in a home, which was an unfortunate incident, absolutely positively. And as my mom was, you know, we put her in an assisted living facility, and me and my grandma were fairly close. I loved my grandma very much. She has since passed, but so my grandma was always kind of, my grandma and my mom both, they've really been amazing providers for me. There's been, you know, things in my life that especially when I was younger, that didn't necessarily flow exactly, but as I got older, there was always a sense of having my back. And my grandma was a big one to have my back. And so anyways, me and my grandma were very close. We spent a lot of time together. I visited her often. She loved my little girls. So she got, you know, put in her home, and my mom was going through and, you know, trying to figure out her finances and, you know, what's going on with everything that she had. And my mom discovered that my grandma had leased a vehicle, and she had paid for the lease in entirety. And so at this point, she had a little less than probably, I want to say it was maybe 6 months old, car that she hardly drove because she was having such issues, and she had paid for through the remainder of the lease. And so my mom talked to my grandma, and she talked to me, and she said, you know, we've decided that, you know, grandma's decided that you can just have the vehicle for the remainder of the lease. And just like that, without even having to figure it out, and without even having to pay for it, and without anything, I was gifted a brand new vehicle that had been paid for the remainder of the lease. And it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, I just felt this such a firm energy of how strong the universe had my back. Now, I know that people can go into, I know that there could be a lot of judgment on that. And I know that, you know, people could think, well, maybe she always gave you everything. And that's really not the case. You know, my grandma wasn't really necessarily very, you know, we had a great relationship, but there wasn't like a space of continuous giving for sure. And it was kind of this gift that, you know, I talked to my grandma about it. You know, she had moments of clarity and moments of not, you know, and, you know, we talked about it, and she would tell me, I'm just so tickled that you get to drive my car. It just lights me up. I love that, you know, you get to do that. And that really solidified to me that the universe does have my back. Yeah, everything, all of that. And everywhere you go to this space where you feel like that would never happen to you, or no one would ever have your back like that, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. I can feel that there's like lots of points of view around that. And I just want to clear that because, you know, I just want us to all shift into this space where we get that receiving is receiving, right? So as we continued on, I started really understanding that anything that I desired could come to me. But I had to be the space, number one, where I had to choose it, right? I had to choose what I wanted. And then from there, I couldn't go to that space where I was looping and trying to figure out how I was going to make it happen, right? Because it wasn't my space to figure out. And under no circumstances could I ever even have figured out that that was going to happen with my grandma. I mean, I didn't even, number one, know that she even had, you know, paid for her car in full. And number two, I really literally had no awareness that it was ever going to come to a point where she was going to go into a home like that, right? So that was just a situation or a space that was created to give me a possibility that was beyond anything that I had ever imagined was possible. And the joy that it created for all of us to really be able to harness that space, and especially even for my grandma to kind of end her life on that note where she felt like she gave me something that was greater than she ever felt like she could give me before, was such an amazing space of gratitude. There was so much gratitude on that space. And so as I continued on, I started really understanding that I could truly have anything that I desired. I just really had to be that space to be able to receive it. And so what ended up started happening from there was I started to look at my kids and I started to understand kind of the same thing about them. And children, let me tell you what, children are such powerful, amazing creators. When you give them the space to create something, when you don't auto-respond, when they ask you for something and you don't automatically respond with like, no, you can't have that. No, I can't afford that. No, you can't have that. Right? When you don't have that space of auto-respond and you invite them into something greater and you say, I wonder how you know that could be created. I wonder what we could do, what we could choose, what we could be to allow that to happen for you. So one of the very first things that I would say probably was one of the biggest asks from my children that I was very vigilant about not saying no to was my oldest daughter had just really gotten into the love of photography, and she was young. She was like 10. And it was kind of like this. It was interesting because when I stopped saying no to my kids, when they actually stopped saying no, I started to realize that one of the things that started to happen was they started to dream more, right? When they would say, Mom, I want this. And instead of me going, no, I can't afford that, I went, I wonder how we could create that for you. I wonder how you could have that. And again, I was doing the same thing to myself, right? Instead of going, no, I can't have that. Like when I thought about, oh, I would love to go on a vacation. Instead of thinking to myself, oh, no, you can't have that. You can't afford that. You can't choose that. I would go, I wonder how I could have a vacation. I wonder what it would take to have a vacation. Yeah, and then I would receive that energy. Do you feel the energy that kind of changes there? When you switch from that space of no, you can't have, to that space of wonderment and questioning and an exploration, it changes the energy on what you're looking for completely. As soon as you shut it down, as soon as you look at something and you shut the energy down, it stops the creation dead in its tracks right there. And let me tell you what, the only reason that you ever have an awareness of anything in your life, it's because you have a capacity to create it in your life. Whether it's something that you desire, whether it's a vacation you want to take, whether it's a person you want to manifest into your life, whether it's a relationship that you're looking for, whatever it is, the only reason you ever have an awareness of anything is because you have a capacity to create that thing. And when you stop knowing yourself, when you stop going that space of auto-responding to, no, you can't have that, no, you can't choose that, no, you can't blah, 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 all that head noise, and you start exploring and you start asking questions, you start invoking that very energy into your life. And when you start invoking that energy, when you start receiving that space, you start becoming the space of actualizing that very thing. Yeah, just receive that. I talk a lot about that in my new book, The Empath's Guidebook to Consciousness and Awareness. I have a lot of tools in there about really, truly getting into that space where you are actualizing exactly what it is that you desire, what you want for your life. So I know I'm skipping all over the place here. So I'm going to go back to So when my kids started asking for things, instead of auto-responding with that energy of no, because here's the thing, just because my kid wants something does not mean I have to be the one to financially support that desire or that want. It does not mean that I am the one that has to create that desire or want. And again, it's not all just financial stuff, right? It might be, hey, I want a new friend, right? Instead of going, you know, shutting them down. Like I went through a period, especially with one of my daughters, where she was really having a hard time with friends at school. And so instead of feeling bad for her, which is a loop that I think every single one of us parents get into, right? We go right to the space of, oh, my poor kid, you know, they don't have any friends and they're really struggling in school. They're having a hard time connecting to people. Instead of feeling bad for her and wallowing in that energy of upset that she was in, I went to the space where I said, you know what? I wonder what it would take for you to have some nice friends. I wonder what it would take for you to have people that show up in your life that support you and encourage you and love you for who you are. I wonder what it would be like to have friends who love you as much as I do. I wonder what it would take for friends to show up that want to get in there and support you as who you are. Do you feel the difference there? And so when I started doing this, and I'm going to say when I really started diving into this work, I mean, we started with that core stuff. We started with the places where they were feeling frustrated in their life, right? You know, math sucks. It's really, really hard for you. So again, instead of going to that space where I agreed and aligned with that idea that math really sucked, I went to the opposite energy, realizing that math could be ease. But they have to dispose of the resistance to math, and they have to release the idea that math is hard. I know that this sounds potentially like a really, really crazy concept, but I'm going to go back to the energy of the universe is ask and you shall receive. If you're struggling with something, whether it be new friends, whether it be a concept that you can't understand in school, whether it be something that you're having a hard time understanding, if you get out of the places and spaces where you have decided it's really, really hard, and you start actively choosing that it's easy, and you start asking questions about what it's going to take for it to be easy, what it's going to take for the situation to change, what it would be like for it to change, what it would take for something else to show up. When you start doing that, the energy starts to change. And the situation starts to show up differently. So with my kids, I started to really encourage them. You know, we had a lot of grief, a lot of upset, a lot of sadness in our world at the time that we really started doing this. I was personally dealing with lots of sadness about being divorced still. I was dealing with a lot of unfairness, a lot of energy where I felt like, you know, life wasn't fair. And so what I started really doing is understanding that even the idea that life wasn't fair was a choice that I was standing in. It was a choice that I had been making. Now, I get it, and I know that people will fight me about this. I totally get it. But I also get that because life had dealt me an unfair hand didn't mean that I had to continue to swim in that same unfair energy. I could actually realize that, okay, yes, I have been dealt a very unfair hand, and life has not necessarily been kind to me, but from this point forward, I am understanding that this is my universe. I get to decide what happens in it. This is my life. I get to start choosing what I want my life to be like, what I want my life to look like, what I want to show up in my life. And again, when I started really choosing that and I started really actively asking for that, and I use the car as an example, but it goes way bigger and way deeper than the material things. So I started really working with my kids and this energy of, you know, asking for, you know, friends to show up. So, and my one daughter in particular, we went through this period where it was like, I was continually asking her and I was having her ask herself and I was telling her, you know, you don't have to be in the space where you don't have friends. And I know that it, you know, it really sucks to be in that space. So let's change it. Let's embrace the fact that you are a powerful creator. And I said these very words to my very young children. And, you know, I have parents tell me all the time, and I get it because I've been there. I know how hard it is to start having that dialogue. And I know it shouldn't seem like it's hard, but it's hard with ourselves. And it's especially hard with our children. And it can even be hard if you don't have children and you're just looking at the space of people around you. But even if you do have kids and you're still looking at the people of space around you, right? Maybe your spouse or your family members, to really change that dialogue and really get this space across where it's like, instead of wallowing in the energy that you have right now, and maybe wallowing is not the best word, but instead of staying in the space where you are identifying with this idea that life is hard or people are mean or any of these things, you can actually change that. And you can actually start asking for the opposite energy. So we started doing that with one of my daughters, you know, really embracing the space of like, hey, what would it take for friends to show up? Hey, what would it be like for new friends to surround me? And it really started changing the way that she was operating in this world. And I started doing that for everything. Instead of solidifying anything that didn't work, I started inviting them into asking for what it was that they actually truly desired. Okay, so, you know, going to school and having math not work for you doesn't work. So what can show up that can help you have ease with math? Who can help you? What would it take for math to just be easy for you? You know, all of these things. So what ended up starting to happen was my kids started really changing their points of view. Their world started softening. And I was continuously kind of, encouraging them with the energies of like, you know, oh my gosh, did you see what you did there? You totally changed the energy of that situation. I know how hard it must have been to go from where you were to where you are. Wow, you are so powerful. I started telling them that all the time. And I started feeling that in my core. I started to really feel that energy where if I wasn't saying no to myself, and I was actually encouraging myself to have what I desired, what I really truly wanted, I felt the powerful shift inside of me. When I went from the space where I felt like I couldn't have anything because I wasn't worthy and I wasn't deserving, and I shifted that from, I can truly have anything I desire. This world is an oyster of information and of gifts. I started to feel this power building inside of me that literally changed my life. And so as we went on, I mean, things just became more and more magical in our world. I remember this one point. My daughter was like 10. I know I started telling this story earlier, but maybe she was 11. And it was my oldest daughter. And she was really just really diving into, really getting into what she really wanted to do. And I know she was very young. And, you know, I see this in young kids. Oftentimes, they really literally have no awareness of what they want to do with their lives. And I'm not saying that all 10-year-olds should know what they want to do with their lives at all. But I'm saying, like, as they grew up, when I shifted from the space where I was making what they wanted wrong and I was inviting them to have whatever they wanted, it actually, what that actually did was it started this process where, like, when they asked for little things and it was given to them, they realized that, you know, I didn't actually really truly want this. And it started this decompression process where a lot of the things that they were cycling and feeling like they didn't have as a lack mentality, when they were actually given it, it was like they realized that it really wasn't even that big of a deal. And so their asks started getting more specific. And I don't know how to really put it into words, but initially it went from, like, I'm gonna use this kind of as an example. It went from, you know, wanting like cheap Barbie dolls to wanting expensive cameras. And that's literally what happened. Because once, you know, when there was always a space of lack of like, oh, you can't have that. I don't have the money for that. You can't have that. Right. And then all of a sudden it was like, sure, you can have that. And I'm going to tell you that there was spaces where even in myself, where even money wise, I had to start stretching myself and realizing that, hey, if I wanted that, you know, Barbie to show up, I had to have faith that, or I had to have the space of willingness. I don't even know if the space of willingness or faith is even really the right words, because it's really not. It's like just like an energy that if I spent that money to buy that, that more money was going to show up in the back. And I tell you, when I started choosing things that I wouldn't normally choose, even financially wise, when I started investing in things that I wanted and things that my kids wanted that I wouldn't invest in before, money started showing up on the back end. And this is true for every single person that I work with. I kid you not. When you get out of your lack mindset and you start choosing things you want just purely because they feel exciting, they feel like they're going to contribute, they feel yummy, they feel amazing to have. When you start allowing yourself and you start allowing your being to have those things, money starts showing up in other areas that allow you to have that. Yeah, more space, 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 more space. And everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. So I stopped saying no, and I started continuously. I mean, I would buy things, more things than I ever bought before, but also I would put out the energy. I wonder how you can have that. So my daughter, my oldest daughter, wanted this camera, and this camera was a very expensive camera, and it was kind of the space where I thought, you know, I don't know how in the world I'm going to come up with the money if I have to pay for that, but I'm just going to encourage her to choose it, and we're just going to see what happens. And so I started really encouraging her, you know, have it, choose it, you know, really, really, really envision yourself using that, right? See yourself using that camera. And I thought how crazy it is to allow such a young child to have something that was so expensive, but I just encouraged her, encouraged her, encouraged her. And what was really interesting about that was it was probably like, I don't even know, maybe a week or two later, after we really had this like this amazing conversation about this camera that she wanted, my brother, my younger brother was moving. And we all went over there to help move. And we're, you know, pulling things out and, you know, bringing boxes, and we're doing all these things. And my daughter comes out of this closet that she's cleaning out, and she's got this camera case in her hand. And she says to my brother, you know, what is this? And he opens it up and he's like, oh, it's a, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she just lights up. It's the exact camera that she was asking for. And she's like, oh my gosh, you have one of these? And he's like, yeah, you know, I bought it for a photography class, and then I don't know, I just, you know, whatever, I'm just not really using it. Why? Do you want it? And this like total space came over her, and she was like, oh my goodness, really? And he's like, yeah, go ahead, you can have it. And he just handed it over to her. And the space of joy and the space of just amazingness that happened in that exchange, it was like right that very moment, my daughter got it. And I think we all did. Again, like we all were, again, it was like, oh my gosh, the universe does have your back, doesn't it? And so as we continued on, and now, you know, my kids, you know, they'll call me and tell me, and it's interesting because my kids are so capable of creating. And when they choose something, let me tell you what, it shows up. And it shows up so dynamically. And, you know, my oldest daughter, oh my gosh, she is just a crazy creator. You know, she's 19 years old and she will choose something and she will call me like, I don't even know, like sometimes hours later, and she'll call me and she'll say, Mom, you know, I was thinking earlier today that I wanted blah, 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 blah. And literally I went to work and there it was. And I was just like, oh my gosh, are you kidding right now? You know, there's been times where she's even went to the extent of like, I want this and this and this to happen. And bam, bam, bam. I don't want to give like a ton of personal examples here, but let me tell you what, we all have that power within us. Every single one of us has the power within us to create exactly what we desire. And when you have what you desire, when you have what you want, when you're walking this path where you know that the universe has your back and anything that you desire, you are capable of creating. And does that mean that everything is complete and total ease? I'm not going to say it's all complete and total ease. There's plenty of things that I desire that I have to work for. But putting in the work for it is easy, right? Because you have a defined path. I know now, I know how to choose things. I know how to choose it. I know how to stand in the energy of it. I know how to clear the stuff that comes up that says, no, 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 you can't have that. You can't be that. You can't choose that. And I know how to integrate the space of it. And once I integrate enough the space of it, actualizing it is ease. I'm just going to give you more space here, more space here, more space here, more space here. You know, I look at this world sometimes and I think, man, if every single one of us knew what a powerful creator we could be, how much more space of ease this world would have. If every single person here on this world, on this planet, had what they desired, it wouldn't mean anything terrible. Just look at that for a moment. Stop buying into this idea that if we all had what we wanted, it would be bad. There would be a space of joy. There would be a space of ease. Would there be some chaos initially? Absolutely. Because people would fill their lives with things that they didn't really want. Because we're so far removed from what we feel like we can have. That's one of the biggest problems. We're just grasping at straws for anything we feel like we can afford at this point, or we feel like we can have. When in all actuality, the things that you're grasping at aren't even really things that you want, because you're so far from the space of what would truly cause or what would truly create the ease your life is looking for. Now, and that's not true for everyone, and I'm not making a generalized statement here, but I'm saying I know from personal experience from myself, and I know for personal experience from the clients that I work with, we have so many defined structures and constructs and places and spaces where we cycle in this place of you can't have for all of the various reasons we have bought into and we believe that we can't. And it's really time to go beyond that. So in my new book, The Empath's Guide Book to Consciousness and Awareness, which you can get on Amazon.com in any country, really it has so many amazing tools on asking and receiving, on really truly getting what you would like to choose. But also on April 21st, which is a Monday coming up, I also have a series starting. It's going to be 21 days to really ending that I don't know, but really more than anything, it's really about being that space of choosing what it is that you desire, on stopping the saying no, right? And really getting everything that you desire. This series will be live on April 21st, but it is going to be an automated series. The people who are joining me at the time will actually get Facebook group where we can talk about things, but essentially how this works is it's 21 days where every single day for 21 days you get a short audio from me. It's going to have step-by-step instructions. We're going to choose one thing that you want to choose for your life, whether it be a big choice or a small choice. Okay. You know, I mean, my recent things that I've helped people actualize in their lives, new houses, new cars. I work with people on actualizing relationships, right? People who feel like, you know, they're just never going to find someone who works for them. They're never going to find someone who matches them. You know, I help people all the time really frequency match. And again, it goes down to really getting clear about what you want to choose, right? Really getting that clarity, which is the first step we're going to do in this new series. Really getting clarity about what it is that you want to choose. You can't just say, I want a relationship, and then stress and worry and figure it out and try to think about how it's going to happen and look at every single person who enters your life and go, oh my God, is this the person? Is this the person? Is this the person? And try to figure it out. No, you have to end that cycle. You have to end that looping where you're trying to figure out your life. You have to get really, really clear first and foremost. What is it that I want to choose? Okay, that's step number one. Once you get that clarity, then from there, you start actively choosing it. And as you're actively choosing it, we're going to clear out that stuff that says, no, you can't have that. No, you can't choose that. No, it's never going to happen for you. You're never going to have that. Blah, 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 blah. All that stupid mind chatter that tells you you can't have it. We're going to clear that out of there. And we're going to keep integrating that space of, yes, this is what I want. Yes, this is what I want. Yes, this is what I want. Universe, bring me what it is that I desire. And we're going to do lots of fun ask and receive exercises where we're going to be asking for what you desire, and we're going to be receiving that space in your body. And I also have a very, very magical invocation process that I'm going to take you through and really kind of do some contributions for exactly what it is that you desire. So if you join us live, you will be able to be part of the Facebook group, and you will be part of that where we're going to be sharing our desires, what it is that we're looking for, and we're going to be really contributing energy for each and every person in the group to have exactly what it is that they desire. And I tell you what, when you have someone holding space for you like that, that doesn't have a point of view about what it is that you want, nobody's going, no, you can't have that. No, that's stupid. Blah, 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 blah. Right? When you have that space of true holding space for you to have what you desire, it happens so much faster. So this class is going to really be priceless. Now, you can also join after April 21st, 2019. You can join the class at any point because it is going to be online. You can buy it. I'm going to have lots of magical things in there, lots of worksheets, lots of things, lots of audios for you to listen to really, truly actualize what it is that you would like to choose in this reality. And it starts with stopping saying no. Yeah, you can have anything that you desire. You just have to really stop saying no to yourself. You have to stop saying no to others, and you have to really embrace that space of having everything that you desire. So if you want to check it out, you can check it out on my website, www.jamiejamie-bates.com. Also, on there, you can register for my free series if you're not signed up for that yet. You can also, I also have my link to my book on there, so you can check that out. I also have, what else is on there? Something else that I was just thinking. I can't remember. There's lots of things on my website. You can sign up for the classes. I have lots of my classes on there. And please, if you would like to also join me, you can join me in my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality, where we talk about all kinds of reality expanding things. And I really challenge you to really get into your light and heavy. What is true here? We have some thought-provoking conversations about truth. So if you would like to join us, you can join us there on Facebook, Expand Your Reality. And I think that's all for today. I thank you so much for listening to me babble about saying no. If you have questions or you would like to personally be a guest on my radio show, and you can email me and let me know at jamie@jamie-bates.com. I have lots of people who have emailed me recently about different ideas I have to kind of go through. I will be scheduling more people soon. So if you have an idea you would like me to facilitate you live and share with the world, because it always helps somebody, just let me know. Thank you so much for listening to me today, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.